Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hello and welcome to Upon Cthulhu Season 4, Bliss Critters. Cap, take it away for the previously on.
Previously on Upon Cthulhu, Blister Critters. Jacob woke up on the train and found he was alone. He wandered out to find a diner in front of him and thought to himself, very nice, let's see if I can just have a little bit of coffee this morning. He goes into the diner and finds that the cockroaches that own the diner had hired the team last episode, or the episode previous, in order to do a job for them. They needed their kitchen cleaned. So Jacob went in to see what kind of progress the team had made and found them in a sorry state. Turns out they had had a massive fight with some maggots and burgers, so Jacob took to action to try and patch up his teammates and clear up any poison from Manny's system. After tidying up his friends, they all went back out into the diner, had themselves that coffee that he was waiting for, eventually, and got some information. The roaches have lost most of their food to the local hotel. The glorious night kicked everybody out of the hotel, and they have no idea who lives there now. All they know is they keep stealing food, which just is not friendly. So the roaches offered us a chance to upgrade our train. They will give us some kitchen materials and a personal chef if we shut down the hotel and get their food back.
Did I say stealing food?
You said that they were repeatedly taking...
Sounds like stealing food to me. That's what I said. We're going to steal food.
It sounded like you said stealing food to Jacob. Like Jacob has interpreted it that way.
You said it
almost
several
like
times,
you gave a character unlimited power. Now I have unlimited power. We're stealing food.
It did sound like you were saying that they took all the food.
Yeah, you did specifically state.
Yeah, you did say
not
that.
The hotel.
Oh, the night. Well. Okay. Well, Jacob thinks it was the hotel. All
right.
Going to go in the hotel.
Off to a great start this episode, 10 out of 10.
The idea was essentially that you're stealing food from the hotel because there's a rumour that there is still food in the hotel.
Well, regardless, Jacob knows his mission. He's going into this hotel to get some food and shut whatever fucking project they have down because he thinks they're stealing from the roaches.
Huh.
Oh, I thought we were saving.
That's definitely how I understood it when you were talking about it last episode.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, mind you, those roaches were talking over each other quite a lot.
It's amazing how many do that.
It's almost as if there's two people doing it. Yes, you get to the entrance of the hotel. It's overgrown, it's dilapidated, but it is for the most part boarded up. There is a slight entrance. There is an entrance where the shutter has been twisted and bent up and out of shape. And outside you see weird little kind of lumpy pustule things. You don't really know what they are. They could be something. They're almost like giant sacks of just not very nice looking stuff.
Jacob wants to say hello to one of them.
So you want to go up and poke one of them?
No, I want to say hello. I go up and introduce myself to it.
Okay. As you start to move closer to this thing, it will start to undulate and start splitting down the sides.
Yeah, I'll stop moving towards it when it does that. I'll take a wee couple of steps back and I will just shout from that position my introduction.
Go ahead.
Hello. Sack person. Good evening. How are you? My name is Jacob.
You get absolutely no reply from this thing. It's still sort of undulating.
Well,
all right, lads, I don't think these are people.
Me neither.
I think they're traps.
Technically, Mr. Jacob, we are not people either.
You know what I mean.
Right, yes, they look a little bit like wet eggs and only three types of things I know that lay those things. Reptiles, birds, bugs. Richard Gooder? Token. Bird boy, I wouldn't say those look like bird eggs, would you?
Definitely not. They're definitely not.
Does anyone probably have any
bug
probable?
Then.
Yes.
Oh, Gertrude, fire one of your quills at that egg.
Yes, that's okay, I can do that.
If I had a pressure cooker, I would throw it like a bomb.
Yeah, fire the one that's undulating currently. Fire your quill at it and see if it does anything.
Yes, I can do that. That's a D. The 8. 3.
Huh. Well, it's not moving, so I don't think you can really miss. It's kind of a stationary boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's stationary. It just kind of hits into this thing. It sinks in. It just kind of pops into like a weird pus-filled, like, ugh. There's things that are wriggling around it, but they very quickly stop.
Okay. Well, can I rinse and repeat?
That was gross.
Utterly foul. I do suspect those are the egg form of the maggot things we faced before.
Can I just throw some more quills at the other ones? Get rid of
them. Maybe a good idea just to take these out from a distance.
Okay. There's three of them, so I'm going to do 3d8s.
Can I preemptively smash one with a quarter mace?
Well, I did miss one.
I think Gertrude's missing one, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Gertrude will essentially miss one. You'll have to get quite up close to it.
I throw out
That's a good idea to get too close to that thing.
I throw out the porcupine decoy.
So the porcupine decoy kind of bumps into it, and it suddenly...
Go, my decoy, go!
Into four horrible, nasty fucking maggots.
Go, porcupine decoy, I choose you. Porcupine, porcupine, porcupine.
Are these the things that you fought last time?
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. They will start trying to eat the porcupine decoy.
Man, it sounds like a flashback.
Well, there's... It's distracted! Run!
While you're doing that, actually, Manny, you know, I'd quite like to test something out. Can you aim the,
Can you aim your arch towards the porcupine?
So I'm not really, like... Is this a flamethrower that always has a little tiny light at the end lit, and then you pull the trigger to release the fuel, right?
A pilot light, as you say? If it's a...
Yeah, the little tiny flame.
A true Camberley one would be just like a lighter... Where you just
but we
like
fucked with it
trigger.
To make it.
You pull the trigger. Yeah. It's not a
but
propane
we fucked
torch,
with it to make it a
butane
big boy.
Torch, so.
Yeah, if you pull the trigger, there'll be a spark at the end of it.
Okay, but it won't be a full attack. Or would it be?
No, the spark
won't be a full attack.
Oh, okay. What's your plan here?
So, Manny, light that. Manny, get ready to light it. And Kalaris is going to throw a little handful of the flour in the air. Like at the baggots and try and get Manny to light it.
Okay. So
yeah, I mean,
if that
wee flamethrower is an area attack and they're all attacking the porcupine at the moment, just throwing down a blast of fire at them.
Yeah, but I want to see if the flare thing will fly with Matt before we get into a place where I might actually need it to work.
Yeah, go for it.
Flower and.
I mean, I want
flour.
You to roll me a.
Pocket flower.
Yeah, pocket flour, exactly.
Pocket flour!
For our viewers, in case you don't
I
know, flour is...
You're going to eat this pocket flour out here, we're just going to throw it down here, saying.
Yeah.
Yes, flour is flammable.
Extremely so.
Yeah,
I want you to give me some that. Scrap or something. Yeah, throw a roll or something like that.
Okay. It's a D10. 7?
Yeah, I mean, you managed to throw this, and
Manny, light it, quick. We can have a combo attack. It'll be great.
Go! Yeah. Super effective.
Yeah. Does it? Yeah, so it goes up in a ball of flame then.
Fire's fair. I cast fire fair.
I cast fireball. We found a way to do it. Yes.
Done.
Okay, right. So to activate the
high five.
Flame thrower, or the what's it? What did you call it? A flame thrower?
Flame flower, flower.
Oh, flame, that's not gonna be annoying.
Flame flower.
Flower, yes.
Flower.
I like that.
I'm gonna say you're gonna need to have something to roll to make it more interesting to use, rather than just straight up attack wise.
That's why I was asking if there was a pile of light on it.
Yeah, maybe something like a 50-50 to see if you can click it to actually work as you fart. So let's say
can you not just use it like a normal attack for this one because there's flour in the air covering them. So well, we don't really need it to fart in this one.
He's
not close enough to the maggots to have the spark just click the flower as well. You would need something to light it.
I'm planning to throw it, right? And then as it's in the air, he lights it. Because it'll be an arc, essentially, of flower to be fired.
Ah, see, so his fart is always the fuel for
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing.
I get it.
You would need a click to have it just, you know. So,
shot burst.
Yeah, roll the d10. If it's over 5, then yes, you can have it as an act. It will click, it will work, and you can then roll your damage kind of thing.
Okay.
I mean, technically they roll scrap, but they're distracted, so roll the
d10. I'm assuming that's flower,
yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, flower.
So for scrap, I've got a d8, so...
Yeah, no, I'm asking roll d10 to see if you can click it to work.
Yeah, it's a coin toss, essentially, where the weapon works.
2!
Oh, unfortunately, this was a bit of a runny fart, so... You spatter them, but not with fire.
You.
Sorry.
Manny, come on, man.
So,
do you need a stool softener? Is that what you need?
No, that is soft enough, mate. That is more than.
Yeah. I mean, it makes the room really regular.
Okay, so the flamethrower only works half the time. That's the deal, yeah?
Well, yeah, it kind of makes it a bit more interesting that way.
Okay.
I'll give you one more attempt to get this thing going because they're still distracted by the toucan's pop-up porcupine.
One more go.
Okay.
I haven't seen you yet. Try again.
Do you want to spend
my god, that's disgusting. Manny, come on.
I mean, at least you blinded them.
Spend the grid. I'll let you do it.
Okay, I spend one grid.
Okay.
Right, now roll your damage for this thing. As maybe it's a bit of a slow start fart, but eventually it clicks.
The he's gas still not got much of his gas in his like stomach's not as big as yet. He's not got that much power in there. And
he's still recovering from the distress yet from yesterday.
Yeah, that poison's giving him the shits.
Exactly. You block the tube, he has to fart it through.
Oh. 8 and 6. So 5
8 and 6
damage.
5 yeah. damage. Yep, so you cause 5 damage to all of these things here. Unfortunately, that's not enough to kill them all. Or any of them for that matter. I'm only going to do one as the health bar because it's easier to do. And now you are completely in combat.
Oh, fuck!
So, can everybody please roll your okay, so as Benjamin Yours fart just kind of singes the maggots, maybe they're still wet from the ooze of the primordial sack they came from. They
are the ooze that Manny fired at them before.
Exactly. I will say all 4 of them will have to roll a d10. If it's over 5, they'll still be distracted by the remains of the porcupine blow up. 1, 2. Okay, so all bar one of them is distracted. That means Unfortunately, Flower, you are the closest one, so they're going to go for you.
Not again.
All three of them are going to roll a d8, and you can roll the scurry, obviously, three times to see if you can miss. That's a 4, 8, and a 5.
Bullet.
You miss one.
Yeah.
Okay. That is going to be 2d8s worth of damage coming your way. It's only 5, and if I remember correctly,
I do have the
how did we mark the poisons, these things? Did we mark it as a d4?
Oh, for fuck's sake, I forgot what.
I think it was a d4, wasn't it?
I have 4 DR, so I only take 1 damage.
Cool. So you take 4 rounds of poison damage.
Yay.
And that is 2 per thing.
Oh, fuck it, all them things.
Jacob, it is now your turn. What are you going to do? You've seen these things kind of bite into Manny Mini.
Fuck, did we not just heal him? Oh my god. Jacob's going to straight up kick one of them. One of the ones that's currently biting Manny. He's going to use his powerful bunny hind legs and try to kick one of them off of him.
Okay. Roll your attack.
I'm going to use 3 grit.
Oh, straight up using 3 grit. Fair enough, we'll roll it anyway.
Giving me 8 for the scurry.
You will definitely hit that one.
Excellent.
D damage.
So that's 1d6 plus 3.
Well, if it's plus 3, you will already kill one of these things.
Alright, excellent. And I'm also using Leech here, so I'm going to steal some grit back. So, what is it again? Arm attacks on stream. So it'll be d4 plus 3 for grit. Oh, so I get 4 back. So I spent 3, I get 4 back. So, yes. Yeah, oh, actually, that puts me back up to full grit. Fantastic. Hmm. That was it.
Fair enough.
Yep, so I've killed one and I've got myself back up to full grit.
Yep. Claris, what are you going to do?
Going to try and smish the other one on Manny.
Wait. Why is...
actually, Claris got a 7.
I got an 8.
Oh, yeah.
8 is a bigger number.
Yeah. I'm going to smash one with my quarter mace.
Go for it.
Even without the fishman, he's still beat.
That's a 2.
Yeah. I might have to update the
roll. I'm going to burn 3 grit because I do have grit again.
Go on then.
All right, I'm burning the grit and I make that a 5. So I roll my d10. It's a 6.
And yep, splat the one that's on Manny. Maybe a bit of it goes on to Manny's fur, you know. Not very nice. Okay, he's now it's Claris. Well, yeah, he's poisoned. Claris, go.
Did my decoy get blown up? Get destroyed?
Unfortunately, it did.
Okay, I'll remove that from my inventory.
Good point, yes. They're a one-time use. Once you kind of throw it out, it's like a little gas tube, and it goes pssst, and they kind of ate through it, and it got burned. Claris?
Oh, Claris is going to smush, I guess, this bug now.
Yep, go smushy, smushy bug.
Smushy, smushy bug.
Right,
so it's... Because you want to test out the
fucking combo.
Yeah. The best laid plans and all that.
Best laid plans of mice and men.
Alright, that's it.
You're hit. That's a 1 on the scurry.
Alright, so I do scrap, then I do the weapon. So that's 8.
You mean you've
plus, yeah, smished it straight to mush. The bone comes down, the bug goes splat.
Manny, automatically you will take 4 points of damage because you are poisoned, and you are poisoned now for 3 rounds.
And what did you do last time? With the poison cures that you had?
Yeah.
I said before.
You prick.
DR doesn't count, does it?
Hmm?
DR doesn't count, does it?
Not for poison, no.
He shall get as close as possible to the maggot and just try to burn it, just like panic, but also more right.
Probably that D10. It needs to be over 5. 5 and
like
above.
Facing his fear.
Yeah, you'd have severe PTSD for these things. It's to see if it lights. It's to see if it lights, Rum. It's the 50-50.
Five.
It lights. Do your attack.
Yay. And...
However, they do not scurry. Gonna go for scrap.
Scrap. Check my scrap.
Yes. To see if you hit first.
Two. Bollocks.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hold on.
Three.
Ooh. You gonna spend catchphrase. Catchphrase.
Go for it. Catchphrase it.
It's time to remove the butt plug. And like shoves the thingy a bit further up.
Oh.
Blow it out again.
Cool, yep. So I would say you will definitely kill this thing in a glorious flatulent fire. And that's your combat over.
Oh, burn, Jesus. Burn.
Trust Manny's get poisoned again.
Yep, Manny is still technically poisoned, so unless one of you gives him one of your sweetie things, he will start to die again.
Oh well, seems like it's my job to give up the candy here. Just don't let me have a white van later.
Clarice will walk up and give him one of the sweets.
There you go. Now remember to add your D6 of health back on.
D6.
Yeah, only give him one.
Yeah, I'm only giving him one. I know damn well what this thing's like.
Yeah, these things are like gold in this place.
Why am I just rolling bloody fives?
Hey. Five health is better than nothing, you know.
Yeah, you just rolled five.
Four fives in a row.
Yeah.
Five. that's four fives in a row.
How the fuck? Yeah,
why are you rolling that many?
The harder the cards, you eat.
Damage.
The harder the cards.
Huh.
The dice in this case.
Oh, wow.
That's D4.
Well, you're going to get a five with a D4. Give you a four, though.
I'm trying to
Flavor, wait. Reset it.
You set it.
Okay.
There we go.
What are you trying to reset?
Five would have been good in most cases. Anyway.
I mean, if you got a five on a D4, I would have clapped.
Anyway. You're outside this hotel. There's a small kind of hole in the barrier that would have been out the front. Goes inside to a very unlit kind of, sort of semi-lit looking room. What are you going to do?
Right, I suppose we should try and find that chef fellow that went here and get some food. Which way do you reckon the kitchens are?
Alright, let's see if we can find any signs or something. I guess go into reception.
Yeah.
Is that obvious?
The reception.
Oh. Ooh.
Alright, okay.
So there are more eggs around. Can Gertrude just start flying out the forms to get rid of these at distance.
Well, wait, Gertrude, because you're basically going to guarantee us another fight. At least one fight if you just destroy them all.
It did look like when the rabbit was talking to them earlier, they only really activate if you get near them.
Yeah.
We avoid them, we don't have to fight.
Yeah, but I can just happily just plink away. I've got loads of forms, I can get rid of them.
So what's the deal? It does look like if Gertrude destroys them, only one out of four last time actually generated maggots. So.
Yeah, but that's because I missed
That's only because you got close.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's five here.
Yeah.
So we could. I mean, I don't know what the fucking roll is for this, so we could end up.
It's 5d8s, and if I get more than four. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
But then we could be facing like 20 maggots.
Yeah.
Yep. You're inside the lobby. It's damp, it's dark. It's dripping with mould. The carpet looks like someone's thrown up on it a few times. Papers peeling off the walls. It smells bad. And yeah, you do see there are more eggs just kind of lining the corridor. There's not a lot here, but it looks like there would have been more, you know. Maybe that's where the burger maggots would have come from, perhaps. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a few open ones.
I pull out the mini nuke that I've had keistered this whole time.
Yeah, throw that. Think we should red roaches.
Throw the poo covered mini nuke. Go, poo covered mini nuke.
So should I start throwing my forms at these guys?
You can do if you'd like. Okay. I mean, as long as you're at a distance, you should be okay.
Might as well then.
I missed two.
I think this is a terrible idea. But
yeah, you'll miss two of them. And at some point, you're going to have to stop throwing quills because you will start going bald eventually.
Can you pick up your quills?
Yeah. Just stick them back on. Blue tack
they
them.
Don't. That's not kind of how they work, I'm afraid.
Okay, then let's say I get like 10 a day. I've done 5, 6, I'll get 4. I've got 4 more left.
That sounds like a fair idea, 10 a day.
So, yeah.
I feel like you should have used a higher number.
Yeah, I feel like you should have potentially used a higher number.
Yeah, D100 for quills per day.
Alright, D100. 36.
There you go, 36 per day. I think that's fair.
Nah, I think 10 fair. Yeah.
Well, as these eggs pop with the quills just skewering straight through them and ooze floods everywhere, you'll hear a mechanical noise start whirring from one of the doors, just right in front of you, the big set of doors. And above it, there's a number. And that number's going down and down and down.
I think it jumps up to the reception desk for the high ground.
Oh, no!
Oh, I've seen that film.
Hold on, Matt, before we do that, perhaps we should...
already done.
No, this... Oh, are we in a different page?
I'm just going to go in. I'm going to go and say, as a member of this podcast, I hate everything about this image. Like, there is not a single thing that I like about this image. Everything is awful.
Matt, you're going to have to describe this image for the viewers.
Inside what appears to be an elevator is a plateau. And as the doors part, out comes a splurge of ooze. What this ooze is completely debatable.
It is white, however.
Now, can the DM say brand names?
I think we've had this argument before.
No, I'm just asking, like, because this is clearly from a very famous horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's from a very famous horror film.
And here's Jack, you know, because that's not the title.
Yeah, that's not blood, though.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah. It's usually blood from a very famous horror movie, so yeah.
And it's not as viscous. It doesn't go crashing down the hallways. It kind of just puddles out into a neat little kind of pile.
The room now absolutely stinks.
Exactly. There's a holy salty smell in the air, and a post-person Peter Dell just sat in the middle of the elevator, surrounded by, for some reason, chocolate eggs, because this comes out for Easter.
Yeah, he's in a bunny costume,
white
by
chocolate.
The way. Like, at no joke.
Yep, Cartman, give me an ad read.
Okay. What do I need? What do I need?
Some sort of different antidote for poison, maybe?
Well, I mean, this is a very slippery situation we're in right now. I'm thinking I do need a new weapon, or something I can bind with my weapon. So I'm going to find... I'm gonna find Peter Jewell's personal shocker. It's like those tasers you can get.
A taser.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, a taser.
You're gonna have to be. You want a taser?
Yeah.
Taser them balls.
You know what? If he's on that route, I want a gun. Can you just give me a gun? I want a 9mm gun. Can you give me?
I want the postman to start bringing guns and ammo, magazines with free samples.
Okay. How about a battery?
He'll give you a free sample, right?
A battery. I won't say.
I'm in the U.S. Guns will come in the mail. I'm just gonna go in and say there is a chance guns can come in.
Hey, gun.
Oh look.
Guns can come out of this guy, maybe.
Oh no, I have a new idea for the next.
Oh, they can? Oh, I know my next ad read then.
All
right. Oh, I know what my next ad read's gonna be. Dr. Barry's Gatling gun.
No, that's a fair shot.
Yeah, just shoots berries. What kind of weapon do you have at the moment?
So I have a shaving razor. I'm thinking if I can combine a battery with it, I can do a battery ad read. And I can get set up. So,
you have to actually do
bleed,
the ad read.
The bleed and stun. So.
You want to have bleed and stun.
Yes.
business, and now we go have on our then. Own.
Give me a battery roll, but you'll
let. Okay, one second. Let me let me try to get this advert down because I need to have a little bit of a jazzy. I'm thinking there's a particular advert that a bunny that I'm thinking about, but
I want to try a good one.
Yeah,
to go on to our new TikTok.
Oh God,
I'm advertising the thing, so you can't tell me off for that.
Wixford, the best batteries around. They give you 8 hours of super, super, duper charge. You can buy 3 of them in a pack, or 6 of them in a pack, with only for $44.99. Buy Wixford batteries.
Wow!
A plus for enthusiasm. I love it.
A plus for enthusiasm, maybe a C minus for outcome.
Yeah. It's a battery, I can add it to my shaving razor and get this done what I wanted.
Well, hold on. Ooh. You have a battery, but there's nothing to say you know how to put it onto your shaving razor.
But I have a toucan who's very smart.
If perhaps you discuss with one of the others about your new find, maybe one of them can help you with it. You know, you'll need quite a high noggin roll.
He's going to say, Mr. Birdman, would you mind assisting me in making my weapon more amazing?
Well, I could certainly give it a shot. Definitely. Depends on what kind of roll I'm supposed to roll. Are you want me to roll a noggin?
Yes, please.
That is a 3.
Capture it!
I would say you kind of look at this battery and you don't really know what to do with it. For once, you're kind of flabbergasted.
I wouldn't say for once. I've been flabbergasted one too many times this run.
Okay. You just don't get what this is.
Maybe Maddie's instructions or request that's really confusing you.
I mean, I give it a try myself. I got a noggin of D6.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on a 5. That's a lot
after. Got a 1.
Well, I won't say you break anything, but yeah, you just have a battery, and maybe your curiosity gets the better of you, and you end up licking the top of this thing.
Energizing.
I would say, essentially, you'd be stunned for a moment. I mean, if this was in combat, you'd be stunned for a round, but
awesome.
You kind of managed to just lick a battery and you get a shock.
Well,
no damage.
I mean, for now, I'm just going to have to keep it on me and figure it out later.
There's nothing to say someone else can't potentially help, but
yeah, they want to give it a go.
If anyone else wants a noggin roll, I'll let you have a noggin roll.
Nah, I'm on the reception desk at the moment. I'm already moving on.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm good. Since Speaking I don't really know what to do with it, I'm just going to go ahead and say no.
Cool.
I'm okay.
Right. I would say that, you know, it's something you can work out over time. Maybe, you know.
You reckon it's is it a 2SP?
Sure. I mean, I was going to say 1, but you want to say 2? Go for 2.
Well, I think. I like 1. I like 1.
Well, you said 2 now.
Right, let's get on.
So, anyway, you're still inside the lobby after the postperson Peter. You know, the doors just close. Maybe on a certain part of postperson Peter.
Ooh. Is that the only elevator?
Do you just see it raising in the air as the elevator goes back up?
It is the only elevator that seems to be working.
Okay, and, looks like we're using the stairs.
Oh, the floor's all sticky.
Was it like that when we came in?
You're inside. I mean, can any of you actually read? I can't remember if you said you could read.
We can.
Two can.
I would say I can read, can I? Because I know like a bunch of old world stuff, and how else would I have known about it if I hadn't read about it? You know?
But good point. Do we see any signposts or like stuff?
I mean, yes. You will see spa and lounge area. Ooh. You will also see stairway to all other floors. And you will see a sign to the in-hotel restaurant. However, it appears the doors are locked.
Just to the restaurant or to everywhere?
The different colored keys.
Yeah, you would essentially need a key card. This thing has been...
Ah, so it doesn't... Like, I've got keys. Can I... Is it not an actual key? Is it electronic?
It's a blue lock.
It's an electronic.
It's just a restaurant that needs a key card, right?
Yeah, it's okay. A restaurant key card.
Right, and, seems like we should explore then.
Are we splitting the party again?
No, that's a good idea. We almost died last time.
Well, let's have a wee look around this reception desk first. That might have the key.
Hang on. Before we go too far, guys, should we take care of the rest of these eggs by, like, throwing stuff at them?
Well,
leave it for now. We're not dealing with that
let's
yet.
Just leave them there. I mean, it depends on which way we decide to go, but...
So
yeah, let's
good.
Look. Is there anything in this reception area?
Roll me...
The computers,
something.
Drawers,
yeah,
files.
A whole bunch of... It's a reception desk for a hotel. There's a few run-down old computers that just don't work anymore. The keyboards have long since somehow managed to grow moss in them.
Nice.
There's a little up and downy chair that, it still has a bit of bounce left into it.
Any keys?
Well, roll me a noggin.
Noggin. 3.
I would say you do find a key, but you can't read what it says. So to you, it just looks like a slight slither of plastic.
Okay. So I'll take it off of its current keyring because I can't read it anyway. So it's useless to me. And I'll stick it onto my keyring.
So you do have a key, but you just don't know what it says.
Right,
does that do anything to my keyring?
No. It's a small plastic key.
Oh, it's a small plastic key?
Yeah, it's like a fob.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I mean...
And your keys are way too powerful as it is.
Yeah, we'll take it anyway. Hey, I'm going to be looking for actual keys to put on this, to keep on upgrading this keychain.
They're good. Keep on making it harder.
Yes. I've got a wee plastic fob on it. So, alright, found a plastic fob. And
right.
Can I have a wee look through some drawers here or whatever?
Yeah, you can look through some drawers. Some old paperwork. There's a couple of crumpled notes, but... I don't think you're one of the characters that could read, so most of it just looks like paper and crap to you.
Alright, I'll call over my Tookin friend. Tookin!
Yeah, yes, Mr. Jacob. I am coming, so I hurry on over.
Does any of these symbols mean anything to you?
Yes. I believe so. Now, would I need to roll to know what this is?
No, because you said you could read, I will say you can read. The little key fob has the word spa written on it. And you...
Go ahead.
That's about... Yep. You will find a note in the drawer, crumpled up somewhat, that states the following. All key cards have been removed from the reception desk and placed within the spa's security room.
Oh, we are in luck, Mr. Jacob. We are in luck. So, you see, all fobs were removed, but they're put in the spa security room, and that is what this key is too.
Ah, fantastic.
So we need
what luck indeed. Yes, I will keep this on my keychain just now, and we will, I guess, follow Tookin's directions to the spa and lounge area.
Might be relaxing. Might even find more medicinal stuff.
Yes.
Sounds
medicinal.
Nice. You know, some skincare. You know.
Yeah. I've been dying.
Good for your skin. Very medical. It's good for your skin.
With all of the noise that you guys have been somewhat creating, you will hear a strange kind of noise.
Nope. Just gonna go and say nope. No, we created no noise. We were silent as can be. Right, guys? Right? Silent?
Silent.
Yep, no noise.
Our sign language.
Nope.
Yep, we all did sign language. We're great. This is all we sounded like we were speaking out loud, but truly it was like telepathy. Nothing really podcast, out loud. Yeah, way. nothing out loud was ever spoken.
All sign language, everything.
Uh-huh.
For a podcast.
Out from one of the other doors, seemingly to one of the hotel rooms, you'll see a critter. And it's not looking too well.
Good evening, my fine build friend. Is there anything that we can do to help you with?
And out behind it are followed by simple maggots.
Oh, like ducklings, how cute.
Oh, that's adorable. Kill it. Burn it with fire. Burn it all with fire.
Man, if you wouldn't mind, just say it. Aim yourself that way.
Yes, my duck build compadre, is there anything we can do for you?
It doesn't necessarily respond, more of just kind of lets out an almighty kind of weird shrieking noise. And then starts to charge you.
Okay, I'm getting the feeling these aren't people either.
Not anymore.
Do you want zombies? That's how you get zombies.
That's essentially how you have now zombies. And with that shriek, you'll hear it being answered by another one.
Oh, look, Richard, it's one of your kind. Perhaps you can communicate with that one.
Is this supposed to be a fucking joke to you? I look to the sky, to the illustrious god that looks down on us. Am I a fucking joke to you? Huh?
You look to your god and a zombie version of you stares back. There is no god here.
I'll make it slightly easier. I'll get rid of two of the maggots for you. There you go.
Oh, how nice of you.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Buddy boy, I think you should take the hint. Name for the head.
I'm trying to talk to it.
I mean, I know. I just think that's a zombie and can't fucking communicate.
The second one just showed up. Does it understand what I'm saying?
I mean, as it looks at you with its dead eyes, then no, it really does not.
Yeah, I don't think they're people.
I'm going to say, Mr. Jacob, I'm actually very, very confused right now. You see, zombies are more of a cultural phenomenon and more of just fiction.
Phenomenon.
This part kind of worries me. What possibly could these be? I must study them after we destroy them. Should we destroy them?
Study their corpses.
Yeah, we might get more information from their corpses.
Yes.
Everyone, but for the blood god. Story rolls.
Alright. 8.
This for autopsies.
Oh, actually, 10. No? Oh, no, my plus 2 is for dodge. So, yeah, just 8.
Oh,
7
again
for me.
8, 6.
7.
5.
Hold on. 7, Gertrude, fucking hell, Carmen.
I know.
1 and a 5.
I know.
Okay, let me just organise this very quickly. Yeah, I wanted to add something like creepy into this one. So, you know, yeah, you're getting zombies.
I just know twins.
Lovely, Carmen. Lovely.
Yeah, no, it came out bad. Did it feel it?
In D&B, as in boy, we would do detect undead. So like, at this point, we've been led astray.
Well, you're critters. So, right, back into it. The first maggot, they're quite a distance away, so I'll say it will start to go towards probably Jacob, because he was talking the most. They don't have any ranged attacks. So
Jacob's got high ground here, come on.
Exactly. That's why it can't get to you. It's only going to get halfway or so. Probably one more further over. And it is your turn.
Yeah, I think Jacob's going to try and kick or hit. In fact, you know what? We'll just go straight in for the key attack this time. We're going to go and try and smack this one that's flying above me out of the air. Back down, so I'm going to give myself a big leap up. I'm going to attack the keys, and yeah, I'm just going to straight away use grit again in this one here, so I'll just fire 3 grit into this attack.
Okay.
So that's 4.
Ooh, okay. dodge it? Yes, it most definitely can. It'll just kind of float around and fly up.
Can retroactively use a little bit more grit on that, can I?
No, you already said you spent your grit, I'm afraid.
Bullshit. Okay, Jacob, quite impressed by the speed of the undead bird, just takes his position back in the reception desk, ready to defend.
Kalaris, what are you going to do?
Sorry, space out. Kalaris sits in quiet confrontation and meditates on this. No, Kalaris is going to try and brain one of these fuckers.
Okay, so you're getting in close then, yeah?
Yeah, I can't really reach the token because Bastard's too high up in the fucking air. I'd love to brain the duck, but I don't think I can get that far. I'm going to have to... Actually, hang on.
Can we get to the maggot?
Yeah, I don't want to be in the... I don't want to really be, like, squared up for Manny's turn.
Yeah, that's you'd have to be kind of close.
That's the
hit.
Problem. I don't have range, but I don't want to be, like, in the road of the ass kind of flamethrower. Would it be possible for me to stand essentially... Oops. Oh, fuck. I have a quick key on my mouse for back, and it keeps fucking me. So I keep accidentally hitting it. Would it be possible for me to stand kind of like here, and then the cone attack for Manny to be like this? Aim carefully, please.
Go for it. Go on. Fire. I'll let you do it.
Please be precise with your ass. That's a six to hit.
That's a six. This thing is the maggot, so it's a 12. It manages to move. It is the second maggot's turn, and it will go after Kalaris. So, Kalaris, you need to beat a... Wrong one. You need to beat a 4. Ooh, you most definitely do. Tugan. Or Richard, or Dick, or whatever you want to be called, what you would like to do.
I'm going to smash the toucan that dares look at me and disgrace my image with my quarter mace.
So you're going to fly up to this thing and twat with your quarter mace.
Damn straight. Do you want me to just do a scrap?
Go ahead. Yes, to see how you, if you hit first.
That is a 4.
It got a 3, so you managed to hit. Your damage.
That is an 8. I do 8 damage.
8 damage. Very nice. You will take a fair few feathers off this thing. It's still in the air, though.
Very well.
Not dog fine.
Yeah, it's kind of like a dog fight, but Manny Manure. Aim and fire. 50-50 chance if you can hit.
He's gonna see if he can get. If I spend grit, can I make it more powerful? He's sick of these fucking maggots. I'm sick of these motherfucking maggots in this motherfucking hotel.
Manny, just be careful what you're doing there. I don't want to set Kalaris alight.
I would say yes.
Ooh. I'm
watching the cone will get bigger.
Maybe use grit to see if it make have it a bigger chance of being actually some of the hits.
Yeah, I mean, you can spend grit on if it hits or not.
So roll a d10 to see if it works first.
Yeah, roll a d10 to see if it works.
6.
6, yes, it will work. And where are you firing it from? Where are you firing it to?
From my ass. So if I don't spend it with grit, I can just, how many will it hit if I don't spend grit?
I mean, technically, Winnie said you could hit the multiple due to the fact that Kalaris threw the flower the last time round. So, really, it should only be a 1.
Oh.
However, I will say if you spend a little bit of grit, you can hit 2 maggots, but you'd also hit Kalaris.
Oh, okay.
Keep it in mind, you have committed to this now. You have already lit the flame.
Because he is sick of these fucking maggots and he wants to get rid of these bastards.
How much grit are you going to spend? To hit 2.
At least possible to freaking so Kalaris doesn't get hit. He's not that fucking stupid.
Call it a 3 and we'll make it deal.
Sweet.
Burn
3 grit.
Yep, roll your damage. Well, your bunk and technically it's bunk hand damage, so yeah.
7 and 4, so 11.
Yep, so you can definitely burn these things into a piling mass of goo. We have a pyromaniac. It is the toucan. It's the zombified parasitical toucan. Let's see what it will hit toucan with. A 4. Can you beat a 4?
Let me see. With a scurry?
Yes.
The scurry?
Yep.
That is a 4. Now, technically, he wins because he initiated the roll.
But you can spend grit if you would like.
I only have 4 grit left. Can I spend one? Can I spend one? Yeah. Alright, I will spend one.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, you will then miss. It is now the zombie duck. Why is there. What's that? Never mind. It is now Ducky's turn. It's going to come after Kalaris because you are nearest. Can you beat 2?
Can I beat a 2? I hope so. Because I've got a +2, so unless I get in that one, I should be good.
Yeah.
Oh, speak of the devil. That one.
Oh, okay. Well, that one is the most catastrophic fail possible. You need to then take 9 damage, and it is poison.
9 damage from a baby duck.
It's not really a big duck, it's a foot tall.
It's an undead baby duck.
But you only take poison damage for one turn, so you can put was it 2 on top of that? Take 11 and that'll do your damage as well for the poison?
Sorry, what?
It's poison.
Oh, it's poison.
It's a d4 to see how many turns it lasts. D4. The poison is 2. So
D4.
You can add that 2 to the 9 and take 11. No, I've already rolled it.
Oh, sorry.
It's a 1.
So there was 9 physical damage.
9 physical.
Which I have,
and
like...
1 round of poison, okay. Which is 2.
Cool, I have DR though, so I'm gonna not take some of that.
Yes. So if you add the poison to it, you won't have to worry about taking it this turn.
Oh, okay, neat.
But the 2 poison does go past DR.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the DR only comes off the 9.
3 DR, so 9, so 6 damage regular, than 2 poison damage?
Yes.
So 8 damage total?
Yes.
Okay.
Gertrude, what are you going to do?
That's a good question. I'm half tempted to try to get this battery on my weapon. So I'm sitting on the battery.
I'll be the noggin then.
How about you just use the weapon?
If he wants to do it,
I think you guys got it handled at the moment. I think I can take this round to fix my weapon. I'm going to make sure I do it this time by spending at least 3 grits. And, because I've got a d6 on noggin. I'm going to burn 4 grit and I'll roll a 6. Yeah, that's 5. I'm doing it. That counts. Got it.
Does it though, because that one is a catastrophic.
Yeah, but I did the 4 grit, so 5.
Yeah, but even with the grit from Clarice's.
But you said, but you let, what's it called? Manny had it. When you got a 1, you had got, he had 4.
Yeah, because he was testing it. Go on, I'm only fucking with you.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, you managed to slot this battery into this shaving razor somehow, making it a stun effect. There you go, congratulations.
Brilliant, I've got the stunning shaving razor now.
Jacob, it's now your turn after watching. Gertrude essentially shove a battery into a razor.
What are you doing, Gertrude? Get in the fight! And as he says,
I'll be there in a second.
Jumps again to attack this.
What the fuck are you doing?
Sorry.
So, very quickly, Matt, the stun, is it just stun for one turn? One round?
We'll sort that out in a minute.
Okay.
Well, I think I only rolled a 2. So, yeah.
Oh, you only rolled a 2. Dodge of 8, it rolled a 4.
Right. Yep. Jacob jumps up to attack this flying toucan again, but he just can't land a hit at the moment. The thing's just flapping far too wildly to predict where it's going to be.
Right, Kalaris, your turn, what are you going to do?
Same thing I always do. Bonk.
Go ahead and do it.
Bone it.
Hey! Ooh. get
yep,
fucked.
You definitely hit.
A d10, a d8. That's 8 damage plus 1, so 9 damage, and it's poisoned. One each turn.
9 damage, Jesus.
It's gonna pimp slap that duck, snapping its head to the left with the bone.
Pimp your duck up.
Can they get poisoned? Yes. These guys.
Great question, actually. They're kind of stinky already.
They are undead. Undead is immune to poison.
Oh, it's not a certain franchise that I can't mention by name.
For now, I say yes, it can be, because you're poisoning the thing that's making it undead.
Yeah, try not to go volunteering that, Cartman. Let Matt tell us.
Yeah.
Like
the mushroom thing.
Too good, this thing is an affront to your nature and a very affront to your existence. It's still flying in front of you.
I'm gonna fucking hit it with a mace. I'm gonna fuck it. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna hit it with a mace and I'm gonna fuck it.
That's
a five.
I was
gonna say, that's a five to fuck. Damn it!
Oh,
God. I waved my cloaca around and it got scared. Ran off.
It pushes back.
There must be some way to fuck it. Damn it!
You step up to the duck with the flame flower and just trying to aim.
Right,
trying to,
give me the 10.
7.
Yep.
Damage.
You're damaging your bonk.
6 and 10 damage.
Ooh, 10 damage. Jesus, you start smelling. Start smelling some very nice duck smell in here. Might make you a bit hungry. It is now the zombie Toucan's turn. It's gonna go after Toucan. So, Toucan, you have to beat. It's not gonna hit you. Never mind, it rolled a 1. That's a catastrophic fail. Yeah. They're not something to be shied away from. It's now the ducky's turn. It's going to go again after Kalaros.
Do I get 3 grit back since I got a max on my roll?
Oh yeah, from the new rules that we
changed.
Yes, it turns out for everybody here, we also read in the blue. If you get the max number of your dice on a normal roll, you get your level in grit back. So we're level 3.
Wow, is that?
Yeah, so we're level 3. So if you get a max, that's what I was gonna ask. I asked you, Matt, since I'm like not my main role, and mine's a scurry.
Yeah.
That's why I asked you. It's okay if you say no, I don't deserve the grit.
I think as long as it's on one of the main sets of rolls.
Okay, then I won't do it. But yeah,
I would say yes. If it's on damage, then no.
Yeah, and well, they did say on damage. There is a special thing.
It can explode.
Yeah, it's called exploding. If you get the, like, if you roll a d10 on damage and you get a 10, you can spend 2 grit and then roll another d10 and then add that to the damage. It's called exploding.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. And you can keep doing it as long as you've got the grit to burn. So, yeah. But it's if you roll a maximum, so like if you're rolling for scurry, not in my case, since I'm like scurry to dodge, but if I'd rolled a d8 like on a normal roll, I would have got level 3 grit back, so I would have got 3 grit back into my grit pool. So we're just now learning.
You
this
get 3 grit back anyway.
Good to know.
Yeah. Cool. So Kalaris, can you beat 9?
Shoot.
As this ducky kind of zombly like stumbles towards you and tries to peck you.
That's a high scurry. Sorry, a high
fucking
scrap right there.
Hang on a minute. I get plus 2 to dodge, so that's a 7.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm going to burn the grit. I'm kind of low on health, so 7, 2.
4 grit.
4 grit?
You have to beat. Yeah, you have to beat the attacker's number. Attacker
seven.
Wins.
Yeah, so 8, 9. That would be 3, right?
Oh, yeah, 3 even, sorry.
3. Okay, I'll burn the 3 grit.
Gertrude, now you've got your shocking...
My stunning shaving razor. It's time to put it to the test and use it.
It'd be a d4 depending on how many rounds it is.
Okay.
So, go on then.
So, I roll my scrap to d10.
Run your ass in. I'm taking your coat for the duck.
Yeah.
Cool.
Two.
A 2.
I'm getting terrible rolls.
A 3.
I'm getting
yep, Gertrude, you swing and a miss. Jacob, off you go.
Alright, Jacob, noticing that there's now 3-on-1 to the duck, so they continue trying to kick this toucan out of the air.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
I rolled a 1 with that one.
Hmm.
Yeah. Jacob puts his feet down, tries to steady himself, ready for the jump, but he's far too close to the edge and he slips.
I'm just going to say more along the lines of if you roll me a 10, depending on if it's over 5 or not, you could technically hit Ardugan.
Alright, so you're saying rather than me slipping and going down the way, that I do still make the attack, I just have a chance of hitting our own token.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what do I need to... Just a
d10? Yeah, I want a 5 or over to hit
so
that one.
So, is your d10 your bomb?
I rolled a 10.
Cool, there you go, thanks.
So I do actually hit the right one.
Yeah, got it.
Fabulous. Okay, right, let's go. I kick the toucan right in the snoot, right in the beak. I kick him for 5 damage, and I leech from him.
Can I ask, Cap, is that your bonk? Is your d6?
Yeah, for your weapon. Scrap.
For your weapon, okay.
That's just for a kick.
I'm learning.
Yeah, I'm just using my feet.
I'm learning now that if you use a weapon, it's your scrap plus your bonk.
Yeah, I already knew that.
Yeah, I didn't. I've been only just rolling a d10. I was supposed to be rolling a d.
Wait, what?
Yes. No, it's you roll a d6 and a d10. So I have a d10 bonk.
Yeah, it's scrap and bonk.
Yeah, I've been rolling just a d10 this whole time.
I thought you were underpowered.
No, you didn't tell me this. You've been watching me roll just a d10. I'm reading the
Everyone else has been doing
apparently
it.
Not. So I have not been.
I'm just making a kick attack. More so we know. Just a kick attack is a d6. It's just the scrap, isn't it, for bonk?
Yes. Yeah.
So
yes, just
for the love of God, I've been missing out on glorious damage points this whole time.
Does your feet not technically have an advantage on that?
Yeah, so I've got a stomper on my feet, so I do an additional 3 damage regardless. So
yes,
I get the 2 from the d6, and then plus 3, that's the 5 for the damage. And then I rolled the d4 again, so I'm going to get my grit back. So I'm going to get 4 points of grit back.
Cool. Kalaris. Off you.
Oh, is the toucan still flying?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'd say it'd come down a bit, you know.
Oh, is it in reach? I have some long-held issues I'd like to take out on it.
Go for it. Take your issues out on the toucan.
Alright, okay, Klaus is gonna try and leap up and jump and wildly swing at this thing. 4 is not great. You know what? Can I catchphrase that? Oh, never mind.
Attacker would win.
Yeah, attacker win. That's me, bitch.
Yep.
So, d10.
Get off the way.
Oh, that's not. A d6 is not 1, so must be wrong. That's a d8. So that's 6 damage plus 1, 7 of poison.
Oh,
on this bitch.
So 7 points to 4.
Oh, okay. That's oddly cathartic. I couldn't tell you why.
Yeah, I'm a wee bit close to the ground.
Yeah, it's kind of on the table at this point.
Yes.
However, Toucan, it is your turn. So you do have the advantage on this thing.
I'm gonna fucking hit it with my mace.
I'm gonna fuck it.
I'm gonna fuck it and hit it with my mace. It's a 4.
Fuck with a fruit can of baby. Four. Can it dodge a 4? It can dodge a 4. This thing is still evading every move you make.
Damn it! I'm the only one that can hit it in the air!
It knows what toucans, it's almost as if it knows how toucans think.
Yes, maybe you know, birds think alike. Many, many are we going to do?
You're going to keep stepping more close and closer to the freaking duck, just trying to make.
Oh,
catchphrase.
Unfortunately.
Catchphrase.
Okay.
He's trying to remove the butt plug again. Pulls it out, shoves up the pipe.
I feel like Flavor's the only one that really uses the catchphrase and he's got the worst one.
Yeah.
I like it. That's what I did. Roll the 10 again. Ah, shit.
If I actually like it, it's a little more
than. Okay, that's a 7. Yeah, okay, you managed to sputter this thing into life. Roll your bunker damage. Actually, no, roll your bunk first, technically, because this thing should technically be out of dodge. So, wait, which one's the... Yeah, roll your scrap.
Oh, scrap.
Five, right.
An 8. A 5
and
an 8.
A 5 and an 8? 5 for my d8. Right. Right, well, this thing can miss. There you go.
Dodges the flame attack.
Exactly. Because technically I have not really been dodging with them. I should be dodging with them.
You've been dodging with the blighted with the token.
Yeah, but not with the flamethrower. It's going to go after you, Cap, because it's sat next to you, and it's going to reach out with its mouldy beak.
Bring it.
And go for a 5.
All right. I'm going to use my catchphrase this thing.
Go on, then.
Right, lads. Eyes open, ears up. We're not tourists here. He gets a... 6.
Ah, yes, because you have the plus numbers. Well, that's just enough to evade.
And yep, he Duck. Deftly dodges the mouldy beak while shouting his catchphrase.
Ducky's not looking too good. It's kind of pretty much bald and manky, and it's oozing pustule from a lot more different holes. 1, 2, 3, let's say. It's going to go after Manny, because after the... being attempted to be set on fire multiple times, can you beat a 9?
I've not got enough fucking grit. I don't roll it. 6. I burn 3 grit. Does it mean I have to beat it, or do I have to go up one?
Beat it. You have to beat the attacker's number.
So I need to burn 4 grit. Burn 4 grit, so I only have 1 left.
Cool. So it will try and peck at you, but you manage to dodge out the way or block with your flamethrower. Gertrude, finish this fucking duck off, will you?
Yeah, I'm just gonna slice and dice with my scrap and see if I can get this right. 8, finally.
It rolled that one, so yeah, go on, kill it.
So then, if I remember my. D8 damage. Wait, is it D8 plus my scrap, isn't it?
It's scrap plus your bonk, yeah.
Okay, so scrap 2 plus D8 is 3, that's 5.
Yeah, you managed to kind of slice this thing and it falls apart to viscous.
Oh, it's dead. There's no stun or nothing.
It is dead. Jacob, kill the Tuca.
Hopefully. Right. We're going to stay.
Please.
Yeah, we're setting. Staring each other down from each side of this reception desk.
Its unblinking, undead kind of parasitical eye. Pulsating.
Jacob moves in for the attack. Rolls a 4.
Oh. It rolls a natural 8.
So we just swap positions on the desk. We're now at the different... We're each at the different sides of it. just swap sides.
Oh, good God. Kalaris, can you kill this thing?
Well, let's see. Clarice is going to take a big old bonk at it again.
Dumb little bird.
That's a 7. Aha! Take that, you little bastard! Oh, that's 6 damage.
Yep, it'll die.
Oh, thank God. I mean, 2 of you are under far too much.
And the lobby falls into silence once more with the dripping and the pustulant ooze flowing across the floor. And that'll be all for tonight. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And goodbye.
Doodles.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.